You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go. Welcome in. Time to make it rain on this Tuesday, July 23rd, 2019. I cannot believe it. We are less than a month away. We got college football on tap. We got the NFL. We've got playoff baseball. We got a World Series. We got a lot to be excited about here over the upcoming weeks. It's one of our favorite times of year. The calm before the storm, so to speak, there, Dane, is guys get ready for their fantasy drafts in football. Guys, get ready, sharpening their skills on daily DFS. And you couldn't have come to a better place to get your knowledge, not only in the fantasy world, but also from a sports betting perspective. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri. Guys, thank you very much for stopping by. Plenty to get to here this morning. We'll take a look at what happened in Major League Baseball last night, including the New York Yankees and a triple play that you don't often see very much. But I guess if it was ever going to happen, it was probably going to happen against the New York Yankees, right? Why not there? But that series, interesting to say the least. The A's, all those games that we were looking at in the American League yesterday, we told you, have playoff implications, especially for the top end. The Astros, the A's, Cleveland, would they take care of business against Toronto, the Yankees, Minnesota? A lot of questions we're looking to be answered. And, you know, once again, those damn San Francisco Giants, Dane, they won't go away. Now, let me ask you.
Yeah.
They're 15-3 in their last 18 games.
I know, I get it's
baseball's a streaky game, but at what point do you go, oh, did we maybe undervalue this Giants team early on because they weren't getting the results? Is this lineup as bad as we thought they were? Because there's some reality and perception going on here. The perception of the Giants, and it has been now for the last month, is they're going to lose four in a row, guys. This ain't going to happen. But at what point, 15-3 later, winning one-run games, great defense, timely hitting, and, oh, yeah, great starting pitching and bullpen. Like, at what point do we look at this Giants team and go, maybe we got it wrong?
At some point. I don't know if we're at that point just yet, Joe. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, degenerates out there, for Make It Rain. I need an umbrella myself today up here in New York. But, Joe, that's the thing. That's why, you know, I always frame it the same way. You know, the idea of the race away from the middle. The other thing I say is that teams have to look themselves in the mirror and be honest with themselves. And the way I would say it, Joe, is I think that this recent stretch that you just said, right, like 15 of the last 18, I think all it does, Joe, is make it harder for you to be honest with yourself when you look in the mirror. I still do not believe the San Francisco Giants are a contender. I still do not believe, even if they reel some off, that, you know, if they went to the playoffs, that they would be successful. I do not think that is the case. So, in fact, what you get Joe, is kind of like the New York Giants, you know, a team that should break it down, but kind of doesn't know what they want to be. And then you get caught. Remember some of the Giants moves. They trade Snacks Harrison, but they want to keep Landon Collins and keep Eli Manning. You know, like they couldn't decide which way they wanted to go. And I think that would be the danger for the San Francisco Giants to kind of get drunk on expectations after this recent stretch. Listen, it's nice. They're a game over 500. A week ago, I told you I couldn't take them seriously until they're over 500. Well, now here they are. I just still don't think, because there's too many teams to hop over, and I just don't think they have the inputs and the assets to really be a contender. But hey, they're playing really well, and you know, kudos to them. I just hope the front office doesn't all of a sudden get fooled by all this. I will say this though, Joe, I had a reverse torn ticket. I had Cubs Giants over 8.5 last night, and I needed that eighth inning, brother man.
Damn it. Ridiculous. Oh, good. Congratulations, actually. Yeah, 8.5 cash for the over. Very, very nice. Very, very nice.
Live, I was lucky. I had that one, and I had Arizona -1.5, so I finally gave the people what they needed.
There you go.
And Minnesota. You know, you said a lot of sharps were on that. We had Minnesota there, too.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it. It's a 60-win team getting plus money at home, and you're sending your fifth starter to the mound. Okay. All right, I guess. Both of those teams crushing left-handed pitching, which is nice. But tonight, to me, is even – here we go, New York San Francisco Giants. It's Bumgarner, Darvish. Bumgarner been absolutely lights out. This could very well be his last game in a Giants uniform. We're 7 days away from crap-a-get-off-the-pot here. 15-3 later, and if they win tonight – which I expect they will with him, because I expect he knows this could be his last night in a Giants uniform as well for Bruce Bochy and that relationship there. Don't underestimate that relationship. He loves Bochy, and those two guys are very, very tight. So I expect him to go out and be Madison Bumgarner. Then we'll wake up here tomorrow, Dane. We'll be on the show. They'll be two games over 500. They'll only be
They're only two games back in wild card now.
They're only three games behind the Cubs right now. So tomorrow they could be two games behind the Cub. And I just, the more they win, the harder it is, I think. How are they going to sell this to the fan base guys, we're doing this. We're selling down the road, you know, buying this. It's like buying a piece of land and being like, picture that house that's going to be there. Well, hello, I'm living in a house right now. Like I've got four walls and a roof. What do you do? But I expect Bumgarner and Darvish tonight to be one hell of a pitching battle. And I expect Bumgarner he's going to be a little extra motivated. And if they win again tonight, 16-3 over the last 19, Dane, I don't know if you're a fan of the Giants and you wake up this time next week and Bumgarner's a Yankee or he's a member of the hell, even the Astros, because they're crazy like that. Why would you ever go and buy season tickets again?
No, I understand that. I understand exactly what you're saying, Joe, and that's from the fan perspective, right?
Right.
That's from the fan perspective. The head coach has a different perspective. The GM has a different perspective. But you're absolutely right. As we sit here right now, Joe, the St. Louis Cardinals are the number two wild card at 52-47. The Giants are two games behind them. Like, you have to be excited about this if you're a Giants fan. And here we are telling them sell for the future. It's
sell.
But I maintain it's the right decision on balance. You said it yourself. It becomes harder, but sometimes the right things to do are hard.
That's exactly it. Why you brought in a new president of operations. All right, get ready. We'll make it rain. We'll go over the latest headlines this morning next. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day.
all major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
All right, here we go. Make it rain, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I'm Joe Ranieri. He is Dane Martinez, and of course, we'll take a look at some of the lines coming up tonight. Major League Baseball. We just told you about Yankees, of course, trying to even that series up against Minnesota, but a lot of intrigue surrounding that San Francisco Giants team is T-minus 7 days here, guys, before this hard trade deadline. And can I tell you, I love Major League Baseball for doing this, because now we've got, Dane, here we are in a situation where if this was last year, it was, all right, here's the deadline, but if you don't clear waivers, you can go back. If somebody can sign you in September, and this is snooze your lose, and teams have to make a decision about their future and about their playoff push in the immediate future. And the Giants are front and center on that. What are they going to do? And also tonight pitching, another guy that we've heard the name a whole bunch now over the last weeks, Trevor Bauer, taking the mound for the Cleveland Indians tonight. Will that be his final game in a Cleveland Indians uniform? Could he be pitching for, I don't know, the Yankees coming up next week? So I think it's safe to say that this time next week, there is in all likelihood going to be a big-time pitcher that is going to be changing uniforms. Who that pitcher is, we don't know yet. I don't know if it's going to be Stroman. I don't know if it's going to be Bauer. It could be Syndergaard. We don't know, but I think it's safe to say there's going to be a number one or at least a number two big-time pitcher going to be playing for somebody different. And I love that intrigue, and I love baseball for doing that and implementing it, because I love that urgency, man, and no bigger urgency than 7 days, guys. Decide what you're going to do.
Yeah, I think that's right. And you know what else I'll give credit to? And sometimes this doesn't get enough credit. I give credit to the Major League Baseball for adding the second wild card, Joe. Yes. You know, the second wild card is what makes us talk right now you know, about teams like, you know, the Rays, the Red Sox, the A's, and the Indians. The fact that those four teams are fighting for two wild cards instead of one makes it a big difference. You know, does, you know, that's why the Oakland A's went out and got Homer Bailey. If you want to know the truth, that's why, you know, we're talking about Bauer. Like, I personally think Bauer's a very good pitcher. I think he's young. I think he's the kind of pitcher that any contender, any team that has designs on being a contender for the next 4 years should want. I think it's crazy if the Indians were to let Bauer go. Like, to me, he's like Clevinger. If I were the Indians, I'd be dangling other guys. You know, they're older guys, the even the Klubers of the world, the Carrascos of the world. I know those guys are injured, right? But I would rather hold on to the young ones, Clevinger and Bauer, than the older ones. But I digress. And Joe, that's the reason we're talking about the damn San Francisco Giants right now.
Right?
If there was one wild card in the NL, you know, we would not be talking about all these teams. It would be
good
easier
point.
We just talked about the Giants run, right? How it's harder for them to decide to sell. It would be easier for teams to make this decision with only one wild card. So I think that has a lot to do with it. It makes a lot more teams relevant. And then when you also now don't have the August waiver deadline, you know, teams have to declare themselves. This is when you look yourself in the mirror, you know, and it becomes harder to make the decision with the second wild card. Absolutely. I think you got the right names out there. You know, the Stromans, the Mad Bums. I'll give you two others. All right. It seems like Zach Wheeler of the New York Mets, who's coming back to make a start for them. It seems like there'll be a lot of eyes on him. Scouts, you know, there'll be 100 scouts in the building wherever he makes his start. And one of our guys, Joe, don't forget about Matty Boyd. All right. The Detroit Tigers are going nowhere fast. They are 35 games under 500. And a lot of teams think that Matty Boyd could be the kind of guy that could help their rotation. I think the names are going to be Stroman, Boyd, Wheeler, Mad Bum. These are the guys we're talking about. I wouldn't be surprised if two of those guys were in different jerseys in about a week.
And the interesting part is three of those four are pitching tonight. Matty Boyd going up against Philadelphia, Nola, Bumgarner going up, and all of these guys could be their final starts for those teams.
Robbie
Bauer
Ray
taking
yesterday.
On Toronto. Robbie Ray was yesterday, pitched very well against the Baltimore Orioles. So a lot to be decided in Major League Baseball over the next 7 days. And then once we get the next week, it's all about that final push. The race away from the middle, like you say, Dane, and every series counts from here on out. So it's we know the Dodgers, we know the Yankees. Great. All right. We know Houston, if you want to even put them. So take those three teams out. Everything else, as far as I'm concerned, is up for grabs. A lot to be decided yet between the Indians and Minnesota and Oakland and Tampa and the Red Sox. A lot going on here in the American League and National League over the next 30 days. So it's going to be a lot of fun to see how that unfolds. Taking a look at some of these headlines from overnight, Dane, I love this. I'm not sure it's going to work, but I love it because Tim Duncan has decided that after a legendary career, he's going to go the coaching route, and he's going to join Popovich this year in the San Antonio Spurs. He spent 19 years of his career, all 19 of them, guys, with one team. Many people, including myself, I've got Tim Duncan on the Mount Rushmore of NBA way before I got LeBron on
there. He's the best power forward of all time. He's the best power forward
also,
of all time.
The only guy to ever win a championship there in like a 90s, 2000s, 2010s. I mean, this guy has been nothing short of just one of the most underrated guys. Never made a lot of noise, but beloved in San Antonio, beloved by Popovich. And I do think, let's face it, the NBA is a better place with Tim Duncan in it. And this new core, these younger guys, Dane, these guys are certainly on the Spurs, and even the old guard that they've got there. Having a guy like him as a coach on that bench, it's great for the game of basketball. I think it's great for the organization. The only thing I'd be worried about is oftentimes the truly greats don't make great coaches, right, Dane?
Okay.
And that's the fear, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, as soon as you started talking, Joe, I'm starting to make notes. And what I wrote was legends, and then I wrote an arrow, coach, and then I wrote skill set, take for granted. That's what I wrote as my notes, okay? Mm-hmm. And we see that, right? Ted Williams was a horrible hitting coach, right? Why? Because he can just hit. It's hard to then communicate, explain, teach someone else how to do what you take for granted or what you just do naturally, right, Joe? So that's what you're saying, and I was with that. But let's think about this, Joe. Tim Duncan's nickname was the Big Fundamental, right? Any legend guy, right, he, at least as per his nickname, is more fundamental and maybe can do those things like teach, you know, post moves, teach the bank shot, for goodness sakes, right? Like, that's what Tim Duncan had, you know. So I was with you, Joe, this idea, you know, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, all these guys, different skill set to coach, but I think Tim Duncan is different because he was the Big Fundamental. It's interesting. Like, Steve Kerr is a great coach, right? But remember, he wasn't a superstar. He was a rotation player. So he understands that sort of thing, right? But I think Tim Duncan could be different because he is the Big Fundamental. And I agree with you on all the other stuff, the character stuff. The NBA is a better place. The Spurs are better to have Tim Duncan there. I got no problem with this whatsoever.
Me neither. And I do think, you know, LaMarcus Aldridge, they got some guys on that team that are going to benefit having that big man on that sideline. And let's face it, if you're a San Antonio Spur, look in the rafters, guys. That's Tim Duncan, man. And to have him, you know, sitting there working with you. And I love it. I don't know if it's a long term thing, if maybe he's the replacement for Popovich. Along those lines, we do know R.C. Buford.
What's her name? Becky Hammon, though? Isn't she like the first female on the bench and stuff? I don't know that they give her the head coaching job.
Well, she's moved on, I believe. I don't think she's there anymore. I believe she's already moved on to she moved on, but let us not forget R.C. Buford, the longtime GM who brought all of those, who drafted Duncan, had Pop. He just stepped down, so he's retiring. So now they've kind of had an apprentice going on up there. They handed the reins to the guy that was under Buford for the last 5 years. And now maybe Popovich is like, how much more is Popovich going to go? You know, could this be the, let's bring in Tim Duncan? Yeah.
However long he wants, if you want to.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. I don't think they'll have to drag him out, though, like some other guys.
He seems like he's got a full life. Like, he's okay.
Exactly. Yeah,
I'm with you.
I don't know what he'll do. Maybe he'll just coach the American team. All right, more in the world of sports headlines. NFL next.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source com score total visits.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY radio app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round. We never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
So it might be time for you to put your money where your mouth is and take a shot at opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, Jersey's largest sports book. All you have to do is head over to FanDuel.com/grid. And you will receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet, $500. Open a sports wagering account, FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, in-game wagering, whether it's college or pro. Guys, you're in control, and that's what you want. So head over to FanDuel.com/grid, open your new account, claim your free wager of up to $500. Do it today. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. Make sure you check out the website for details. And want to wish you a very happy Tuesday morning here on this 23rd day of July. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez, name of the show. Make it rain on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. And some of these other headlines from over the night, Dane, over the last 24 hours, some interesting stuff. I want to get into why it is Odell Beckham Jr. continues to bring up the New York Giants. Can't let it go. we'll get into that. But another very interesting piece of information came out yesterday. Should not be surprising, but I definitely think it puts it into some perspective here that, and I always wait for this every year to come out because I always laugh. Forbes always puts out the most valuable franchise in sports lists, and we've seen this every year. And I don't think anybody should be surprised, but of course that list comes out, and at the very top of the list, the most valuable franchise happens to be also the most maybe dysfunctional franchise happening in the Dallas Cowboys. Their star running back, all right, their Ezekiel Elliott, 2 years left on a contract, has pretty much put his foot down, drew a line in the sand, and said, I'm out of here, guys. I want to be paid. I want more guaranteed money. And he's threatened to, listen, I'm going away, when he should be getting ready to report to training camp. We told you yesterday, Ezekiel, it's like, yeah, no, I'm going to leave the country. I'm going to do some traveling, and you guys let me know when you all work it out. And, of course, Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys, there are some reports there that they're like, yeah, no, we'll just replace your ass. We got, you know, Jerry ain't going to play that. They'd love to have him, but Jerry's like, yeah, no, that's just, yeah, no. We've got a quarterback to pay. We got to get the quarterback, his wide receiver, Amari Cooper. Yep. They've got plans. And unfortunately, it's all about leverage. And maybe Ezekiel went ahead and just picked the wrong time to try and do it. The number two team, the New York Yankees.
So this is American sports, right?
No, this is world, man. This is world. Yes.
So like because there's a Manchester United and a Barcelona on the list and stuff?
No, there's the two soccer teams sit third and fourth. That's the interesting thing to me here. I would have thought worldwide. Real Madrid, we'd be looking at Barcelona. No. Worldwide, the most valuable franchise in all of sports, $5 billion of worth with the Dallas Cowboys. The New York Yankees, $4.6 billion, sit at number two. Real Madrid is third at $4 billion. And Barcelona just behind that with also about $4 billion in change. And maybe this is, and I hope you're sitting down. Are you ready for this, Dane?
Oh, boy. Yeah.
The New York Knicks land in the fifth spot, despite being at the bottom of every ranking in the NBA in every category. They are worth, again, $4 billion, Dane. I mean, you've got a football team. You've got two soccer teams, a baseball team. And of all the NBA teams, and the NBA makes more money than globally, it's unbelievable. It's the New York Knicks that sit fifth, Dane. It's, as a Knicks fan, it's got to be the most frustrating thing in the world to know you've got one of the most iconic brands, not just in the world, and you can't get anybody to come and play.
Yep. And here's what I would say. Remember, we were just talking about like the fans versus the head coach versus the GM, yep, versus the owner in terms of what they're looking at. This proves that James Dolan don't give a damn about what you say. Don't give a damn about what Charles Oakley says. Don't give a damn about anybody at the Garden that wants to heckle him. Because we assume that what he cares about is wins and losses and titles. That's not what he cares about. What he cares about is this bottom line. And they are $4 billion in worth. And guess what? That's after, you know, defecating the mattress for the better part of the last decade. Okay? So this brand is foolproof, all right? Mm-hmm. And so because of that, he don't care if you as a fan aren't happy that they didn't get Kyrie Irving in free agency. He doesn't care. Why? Because he's still got MSG. He's still got all the things he needs to still be on a list of the big boy billionaires like this. And I think it brings into focus this idea of, you know, this is a business that is profit and loss like every other business, instead of necessarily your emotional heartstrings about what you think they should do.
Mm. It's crazy to me to have a $4 billion operation, the most valuable NBA franchise, the New York Knicks. And yet, if this was 10 years ago, right, 20 years ago, you might have been able to convince people, like, be in New York, be in L.A. That's where, you know, if you want brand, man, there is no better place. And there still isn't. If, you know, between New York and L.A., it's still the two biggest cities, certainly the most exposure and everything else that comes along with that. But players today just don't see it that way. I mean, the Yankees, listen, you turn on the news, turn on CNN World News. You've got guys all over this, all over the world wearing Yankee hats. I mean, it's probably the most recognizable brand from a sports perspective outside of maybe Real Madrid or Barcelona. But of all the top 50 most valuable franchises on this list, 26 of the 50 are NFL teams.
That's 26. Shows you NFL
out of
king.
50. So how much money is the NFL? And, you know, maybe Ezekiel, and that's why maybe when you look at Ezekiel Elliott and you look at these guys going, dude, like, pay us our money here, man. Like, you know, give us some money. And you look at, you got 26 of the top 50 in the world in our NFL teams. The owners know this, no doubt, of course. In fact, the numbers last year were just staggering with this. The NFL, we know, dominates ratings, right? We know this.
Yeah.
But apparently, the Dallas Cowboys last year were part of, and let me make sure I got the right number here. They 9 of the top 50 highest rated TV moments in sports last year included Dallas Cowboy games.
That's interesting. Well, you know, Thanksgiving Day is one of them, right?
Right.
You know,
right.
they get that on the calendar every single year. But I do find it very interesting. You know, on the one side, Joe, they're all over the place, right? These big time money athletes, and you don't have to be in New York, because I think a lot of it has to do with social media. You can get your presence out there regardless, you know, and your advertising can happen regardless. But at the same time, it is funny. You take out the soccer clubs, right? And two of the top three franchises in America are based in New York, Joe. You know, you got your Yankees and your Knicks. So, I mean, that's still, but like, it can be so spread out. Here's an example. This network, Joe, is based in New York, right? You know, what? But you're in Miami. I'm uptown. We got Gabe in Jersey, Cam from wherever. You know what I mean? So you can do work so differently these days. And I think that's part of it. That's why maybe the idea of do you have to be in one of these big old coastal cities is different. That social media. But at the same time, if you look at the list, it is still your major markets. As for Ezekiel Elliott, you had it right when you talk about the word leverage. It's all about who has leverage. You know, yes, Ezekiel Elliott is a top three, four, whatever running back, right? So is he's less replaceable than most, but the running back is an imminently replaceable position, right? He's got 2 years left on his deal. Why would they acquiesce to his demands, right? So could they just draft his damn replacement next year? Probably, or franchise him for a year if that's what they want. You know, Le'Veon Bell kind of set the course here, but there's a every situation is different. How good you are, how close the team is to a championship. That's why I think the Chargers, to be quite honest, if anything else, need to kind of listen to Melvin Gordon. Yeah, they have all the other pieces, but when you're primed and ready to make that championship run, is that the moment you just take out your all-pro running back piece? Probably not, but you know, the teams can just chew these guys up, spit them out, and refresh it in the draft. At this point, 26 is old for a running back, and so it's very hard to get to that second contract, as we see, because the lifespan of the NFL running back is so short. But these guys are going to try to take a stand, try to, you know, swing the leverage when they can. And I got to tell you, it sounded silly last year, but Le'Veon Bell, like, honestly, running backs in the NFL need to thank Le'Veon Bell, because what he did was put out the precedent that it's not all talk. He might actually hold out. And if it wasn't for Le'Veon Bell, teams wouldn't even take these seriously. So I think all running backs have to kind of owe Lev Bell a debt of gratitude, because he gave them another kind of negotiation tactic that has to be taken seriously by the teams.
And it's interesting to me too, with this list, that only when's the last time the Dallas Cowboys won a championship? Fair. When is the last time the Yankees won a I think the soccer teams, if I'm not mistaken, I think are the most recent, actually. Yeah. Was it Real Madrid, right? Real Madrid?
Yeah.
Real
Madrid won Champions League. Yep. And Barca Real Madrid win their league, the La Liga. Right. Yeah.
The Patriots are the seventh most valuable franchise. The Lakers are eight.
Golden State, it's the jerseys and stuff like that, too. You know, it's that, it's people walking Golden around in Germany wearing a Patriots jersey or a Knicks hat. That's what it is worldwide, you know?
Yeah. And most successful franchise of it all, maybe in the last, the New England Patriots? They're seventh. They're absolutely, the Lakers are just behind them.
The Warriors.
Yeah. A lot more money where that came from, too. TV matters, too.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with five bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, open your new account, and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400. It's a safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com. Or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the 8th Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
Three, that's right, three New York sports franchises in the top 10 most valuable in the world of sports. You've got the Yankees at number 2. You've got the Knicks at number 5. And coming in at number 10 are your New York Giants. And welcome in here to Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I'm Joe Ranieri. He is Dane Martinez. And the reason I bring up the Giants being in the top 10 is the number is 3.3 billion. That's what the value is. They actually made $150 million last year in profit. So this is a very valuable franchise. It's a brand. It's in the top 10 with good reason. And the reason I bring that up is because a former New York Giant continues to make headlines. His name is Odell Beckham Jr., and here we are, training camp started weeks away from preseason games, and yet we still continue to hear about Odell Beckham Jr. and the New York Giants, who ultimately, and I think Giant fans, at least a few that I have talked to recently, if they didn't understand the definition of addition by subtraction, I think they're starting to understand that now. With the Odell Beckham trade, because if we rewound the clock, all right, we would hear Giant fans screaming and yelling, Gettleman's an idiot, the Mara fan, the whole nine, how do you trade him, yada, 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 yada. Well, this new GQ cover story with Odell Beckham Jr. is just unbelievable, where it's just chock full of drama. And reading it, I kept going, makes more sense now. Now I know why the Giants cut. It makes more sense now. And he went on to say things like he felt disrespected by the Giants when they traded him. He said things got so bad there that he felt like he just wanted to quit football. He also said, and this is my favorite quote, he said he felt the main reason that brand was alive was because people would pay to come and see him. So like we just told you, of the Forbes list of the top 10 most valuable franchises in the world, not in the world, the New York Giants are the 10th most valuable, $3.3 billion. And Odell Beckham Jr., with a straight face, had the gall to say it was him. he felt like it was his responsibility to keep them as one of the most valuable sports franchises in the world. He's the reason they're worth $3.3 billion. And Dane, again, addition by subtraction, the more this guy talks, I'm hoping the more Giant fans understand, yeah, enough is enough, guys. We got to move on.
Yep. Listen, you know, I have a lot of Giant fans friends that were all defensive of him when he was, you know, proposing to the kicking net and stuff like that when he was still contributing for the New York Football Giants and are now kind of on the, like, good riddance kind of tip. I will say this, though, okay? I saw some of that article and heard some people talking about it. One of the other points he made that honestly I think is a decent point is that the Giants were like 5-11, 4-12, and they were still getting primetime games on the schedule, mm-hmm. you know, the Sunday night football games and stuff like that. And I do believe that a part of the reason for that, like a part of the reason the NFL or NBC or whoever it was wanted the Giants was because they knew Odell would help bring ratings. Okay. So I think that that's a valid point. But when you talk about the Giants being worth like over $3 billion, you know who's to thank for that? Like 80 years of players and coaches and performance. You know, they are, like you said, a brand, a blue chip franchise, an original franchise. And that's what it is, that long history, not just one player. They got to thank everyone from Frank Gifford to Lawrence Taylor to, you know, to Joe Morris to Phil McConkey for that, you know, if you want to know the truth. But you know, this is who Odell is. If we didn't know it before, I think we know it now. I think we should have known it before. This will only continue, and this will only be emboldened when he's with his best friend forever, Jarvis Landry. This will only be emboldened when he's with a young hotshot quarterback like Baker that will embrace this. This will only be emboldened when he has a head coach in Freddie Kitchens, who is a first-time head coach and is not going to want to, you know, try to put Odell in his place. This is what's going to happen. The only other thing I'll say, Joe, is at this point of the year, a lot of people ask you questions. And Joe, when you're asked a question about it, you have to answer it, right? I know he's still talking, but if someone's going to ask like, oh, are you happy that you're here in Cleveland now as opposed to being in New York? Or how do you feel about the trade? He's got to answer the question. That's the only thing I'll give it to him. These players, if a microphone is stuck in front of them and they're asked a question, they got to answer it. But Odell Beckham seems to be someone who searches for the microphone.
He wants Instagram followers. He wants Odell Beckham Jr. And this is the way I would consider it. Odell Beckham Jr. is an NBA player in the NFL. He is a guy that wants he wants Twitter follows. He wants his brand this, his brand that. And the NFL is the brand isn't Odell Beckham Jr. It's the New York Giants. It is the New England Patriots. Like Odell Beckham Jr. would, I think, be so much better served and would fit so much better if he was an NBA player as opposed to an NFL player, because that's not how it works. It doesn't work where I feel disrespected. Like, why? Because they gave you that contract and all the money. They basically coddled you for as long as they could until they couldn't coddle you anymore because, oh, by the way, you lost the locker room. The locker room was fed up with your crap. So once that happened and you alienated yourself away from the players, what exactly were the Giants supposed to do here? Knowing that we've got a new quarterback we're going to bring in. We can't have this anymore, guys. Like, enough is enough. He is about to go into a place now where he talks about, I want to beat Jerry Rice's records. Well, that's impossible playing next to Jarvis Landry, is it not? Jarvis Landry is a 80, 90 catch a year guy. I understand you guys are friends, but if you think Jarvis Landry is going to give up 45 catches a year so you can beat Jerry Rice's record, that's why this whole Russell Westbrook, James Harden thing blows me away. Like, do you think James Harden's going to give up shots to Russell Westbrook? Like, it doesn't work. It's not going to work in Cleveland. I think this is going to be an unmitigated disaster, and I don't think it lasts that long. Rookie coach, you've got already a lunatic, egotistical quarterback who calls out Giant fans who, you know, the guy's accomplished nothing in the league here. And now you've got Baker Mayfield and Odell Beckham Jr. and Jarvis Landry and all these guys that got to be fed in order to be happy with a first-year head coach. It's got disaster written all over it, Dane.
Yeah, you know, listen, here's the deal. Like in February and March, I was like, hey, guys, watch out for Cleveland. They're going to keep taking another step forward. Watch out for Cleveland. And then, you know, the Odell move, the Olivier Vernon move, their draft, whatever. The hype train went out of control. Okay.
Yeah.
And so I do believe that they're cooking with gas. I do believe. Listen, they were one win in the previous two seasons. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, like, I think they can do better. And what they do last year, what they go like 6-10 or 7-9, or they got the tie, right? So 6-9-1, I think, is what they actually finished, 7-8-1, something like that. So I think they can make progress. Could this team finish 8-8? Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't think they win the division. I actually think Pittsburgh wins the division. Okay. I think Cleveland is like takes a small step forward. Okay. But they can do that and finish like 8-8. They could do that and finish 7-9. You know, and still, like, in terms of inputs, not outputs, be a better team. Jerry Rice, by the way, Joe, did have John Taylor around with him, did have Roger Craig catching passes, Brent Jones. He had other guys around there as well. But I think it's crazy for him to, Odell, to think he's like, oh, I'm going to, like, that's his goal stated out there. What he needs to do, you know, is, you know, worry about team goals first. I mean, the Giants were, you know, what, 4-12, 5-11 with Odell. That's why they needed to move him. Also, you mentioned the idea of the new quarterback. I'm reminded when Eli was a kid there. Remember Jeremy Shockey and Tiki Barber kind of like, you know, bullying him a little bit, stifling and stunting his growth. Imagine a rookie quarterback trying to get his leadership footing in that locker room and having to worry about Odell. You know, so that was not going to happen. I think the Giants made the right move, and we'll see how it goes in Cleveland. It is a powder keg. It can go one way or the other. I think they can improve, but I think the hype train has gone a little bit too far. Give them time. This is a first-year head coach that has never been anything more than a position room coach. Let's see what happens when they go on their first two- or three-game losing streak.
Saquon Barkley comes into the New York Giants organization, and in 1 year, right? 1 year. Talk about hype train. All right. This guy was the number what? 2 pick in the NFL draft. Yep. Everybody felt they should have went Sam Darnold. What is the guy doing 1 year? He comes in under scrutiny, okay, of the New York media and everybody else. How did you blew it? Giant fans, I remind you, how do you not go out and get a quarterback? So what does he do? But not only in 1 year does he keep his head down, his nose, plays damn football, plays it the right way, wins Offensive Rookie of the Year, but he also won the locker room. He won his teammates. He won the org, and he won fans. The guy's got one of the best-selling jerseys in the NFL right now. In 1 year, Saquon Barkley did it the right way under scrutiny. And over the course of his entire career thus far, Odell Beckham Jr., all he did was make enemies and alienated himself from everyone else. Because if I hear this one more time, and I heard the guy who actually did the article on from GQ, he kept using the word sensitive. He's sensitive. He's very sensitive. And
he's
that's why that's
it's the these millennials. Venmo Brian understands.
Sensitive. Sensitive. If I heard it one more time, I was going to throw up. He's a sensitive guy. You know, his feelings are hurt. It is a $3 billion franchise, the New York Giants. They don't have time for your sensitivity. No organization that's a billion-dollar organization has time for your, oh, my feelings. Nobody cares. Saquon Barkley in 1 year, you know what he told me about himself? He's there to play football. He's about business. And you know what? His brand's doing pretty good in 1 year, I would think, Saquon. How is he in New York? Did people like Saquon Barkley?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Like you mentioned, he's doing it the right way. Character guy. I saw a part of the ESPYs, Joe. Drew Brees got up there and was like telling Saquon Barkley, I like the way you do your thing. You're a role model for my kids. I mean, come on. You know what I mean? And I think here's the other thing with Odell. He could be sensitive. Guess what? That's part of the job. You know, that's why you're getting paid so much, to be a public figure. There's reasons, Joe, why libel laws and slander laws are literally different for public figures. Like, seriously, Like, because a public figure can be, you know, scrutinized out there, whatever, because he's a public figure, because he gets the money to wipe away his insensitivities and his ego complex and whatever it is, okay? It's part and parcel of your job, and that's why you are paid handsomely to be in the limelight and to be under scrutiny.
I can't, man. Sensitive. He's sensitive. Giant fans, I hope you understand that whole addition by subtraction. I really do, because I think you're better off without Odell, whether you want to believe it or not, than with him. The guy is a cancer in a locker room. Talk more about that coming up. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get it in shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. If you want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this network can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Here's how it works. First, create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, then make a deposit and place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it up to $500. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly. This offer won't be around forever. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Did you miss me?
Here's what you missed on Make It Rain.
And I don't want to miss a thing. Did you miss me?
Here's what you missed on Make It Rain.
And I don't want to miss a thing.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network. News update.
In Major League Baseball, Cubs starter Cole Hamels will begin a rehab assignment with AAA Iowa on Tuesday. Cubs are saying Hamels will be reevaluated after the start. The Rangers have placed right-handed pitcher Sean Kelly on the 10-day IL with right biceps muscle soreness and MRI with no acute injury shown. Brandon Woodruff is expected to be sidelined for about 6 weeks for the Milwaukee Brewers. He's dealing with an oblique injury. Matt Cumder is expected to be activated from the injured list when he is first eligible on Friday. He's been out with a foot injury. The Cincinnati Reds place right-handed pitcher Tyler Molly on the 10-day IL, retroactive to July 20th with the left hamstring strain. And Mets starter Zach Wheeler is expected to rejoin the New York rotation on Friday against the Pirates. A bit of a showcase start, as many teams have been calling about Wheeler's availability at the trade deadline. I'm Dan Strafford, and this has been your Fantasy Sports Radio Network News Update.
Stay tuned to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network for more updates at the top of every hour.
Did you miss me?
Here's what you missed on Make It Rain.
And I don't want to miss a thing.
Yeah, Forbes always puts out the most valuable franchise in sports lists, and we've seen teams. And the NBA makes more money than globally. It's unbelievable. It's the New York Knicks that sit fifth, and it's a as a Knicks fan, it's got to be the most frustrating thing in the world to know you've got one of the most iconic brands.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.